Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jeff Treadway. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jeff Mutis. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The third baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Bell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Navarro. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton strikes out. 1 out. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirby for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Jeff Treadway is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Treadway hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Yount strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin misplays the ball. That's an error on Firmin. Vaughn moves to third. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirby. Nilsson reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. Seitzer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Brewers. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Kirby batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kirby is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirby hits a line drive towards short. Listach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Listach hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Firmin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berge is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berge is 0 for 1 in the game. Berge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berge moves to third. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento strikes out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell misplays the ball. That's an error on Bell. Berge scores. Bell moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Brewers, 1. Jeff Treadway is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Treadway is 0 for 1 in the game. Treadway strikes out. 2 outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Firmin is 0 for 1 in the game. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn strikes out. One out. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Yount steals second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Treadway fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Treadway. Yount scores. Seitzer moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Brewers. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton strikes out. 1 out. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Kirby is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Treadway fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Listach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Listach is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Listach takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Listach. The throw from Ortiz and he is out, Berga applying the tag. 2 outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamilton hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jefferson for the out. 1 out. Jeff Treadway is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Treadway is 0 for 2 in the game. Treadway takes first base on ball 4. Felix Firman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Firman is 0 for 2 in the game. Furman hits a line drive towards second. Bell catches it and tags Treadway out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Brewers, 3. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into left field. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Vaughn moves to second. Jeremy Hernandez now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Yount reaches third base with a triple. Vaughn scores. It's 4-3, Brewers. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ortiz moves to second. Thomas Howard pinch runs for Junior Ortiz. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirby hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howard tags and scores. Lofton tags and moves to third. One out. It's 5-4, Brewers. Matt Macy now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 5, Brewers, 5. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 3 in the game. Sorrento strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now catching. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Listach is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Treadway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamilton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. John Jaha now playing first base. Reggie Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Treadway is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Treadway is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Treadway takes first base on ball 4. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 0 for 3 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Furman moves to second. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lloyd fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Maldonado now pitching. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kirby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirby for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry DiPoto now pitching. Alvaro Espinoza now playing third base. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jaha hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson bunts towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nilsson for the out. Jaha moves to second. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Leary is 0-3 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell is 0-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sorrento is 0-4 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jefferson is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jefferson bunts towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Sorrento moves to second. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Espinoza hits a line drive towards short. Listach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fermin is 0-4 in the game. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Listach is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Listach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hamilton is 0-4 in the game. Hamilton bunts towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. Listach moves to second. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Surhoff is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Surhoff is walked intentionally. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vaughn is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lofton is 1-5 in the game, with a single. Lofton bunts towards third. Surhoff picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Surhoff. Alomar moves to third. Lofton moves to second. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Glenallan Hill pinch hits for Wayne Kirby. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hill strikes out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Berga is 1-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-5, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell is 4-5 in the game, with 4 singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sorrento is 1-5 in the game, with a single. Sorrento strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenallan Hill now playing right field. Eric Plunk now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a pop-up into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jaha hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Indians. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0 for 4 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into right field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.